I'll be there. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. We got the got mother and daughter up here playing, and Chris is having a, it's his birthday, so I guess we'll give him a day off. So we'll have, Brother Chris, I'm going to call him. You pray for us, please, if you don't mind.
Our kind Heavenly Father, we come in your presence today, Lord, just to give thanks for the blessings of this day, the blessing of family, our natural family, the blessing, Lord, of our church family. The blessing of knowing that you're God and you're our help, and you're a very present help in a time of need. And Lord, we reach out to you today, God, because we need your help. And we feel a hurt in our heart, Lord, today that you understand and you know. And Lord, a feeling that is you're touched by. And we thank you, Lord, that you care for us. And Lord, we pray and lift up the LaRue family today. We just ask that you be with them in a very real way. God, may we just remember, and may it be impressed upon our heart and mind, that there will be a day that will come when we will leave the walls of this life, each one of us. And Lord, may we be comforted to know, as said in your word, that for to be absent from the body is to immediately be present with the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we appreciate your love that you've commended toward us. And Lord, we pray that we serve and worship you today. And I pray, God, that our service and our love for one another is shown in the way that we extend kindness to each other, and the way we try to serve each other's needs. Lord, I want to lift up Brother Steve to you as he comes to bring a message to us today. Lord, I pray that our hearts would just be wide open to receive what you have for us. And Lord, I pray that in this time, as we reflect on the life of our church, our own personal life today, Lord, that we'll just be thankful. Thankful, Lord, for our friends and family.
Yes.
Thankful for the life of people like Brother Bo that will forever be an inspiration as long as I live. And Lord, thankful that you have provided us what we need. Lord, you have, your grace is sufficient.
Sure.
But for whatever our struggle might be, Lord, may it be impressed upon us today how precious each day we live is, and how important it is that we tell those around us how much we love and appreciate them. And Lord, as we go in further to this service, Lord, we pray that we just lift our hearts to you, Lord, the author and finisher of our faith. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Y'all, let me see. Thank you, Brother Chris. You know, to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. Chris mentioned that in his prayer there. You know, what a day that will be. What a glorious day that will be. Look to page 762. What a day that will be.
Oh,
sing that chorus a cappella.
What a day.
Sing one right here. Look to page 553. Near my God to thee.
Thank you.
favorite song right there.
Yes, it is. You know, Vanessa and I hadn't been coming here just a week or so, and Brother Bo's powerful voice, he led that song. That song means a whole lot to me.
God bless him, Lord.
You're like God. Does anybody have a word you'd like to share?
Can we sing 772?
772.
I just had some dreams about heaven, and I say, when a song, the dream I had was, everybody that needed you for the time, or your mother's one to the time that you pass, the Lord tells them you're coming home, and they all gather, it's just beautiful.
Amen.
And when you walk through that gate, and you're escorted by angels, and you see Jesus, everybody just begins to clap. And they begin to shout. And there's just this rejoicing, and there's just such joy that you're there.
Amen.
And you get to see the face of everybody that your life touched and had a part of. And I've had that dream so many times. I went to my parents, went home to be the Lord, and my grandparents. I had that same dream. I see them walking this huge gate. I see them walking through this gate with angels on each side. And I see it's everybody that ever needed. And they just begin to shout. They begin to clap. And the joy is just, I wake up, and the joy is just so amazing. That, I know here at First Baptist, when I think of what he is experiencing right now, to see Jesus face to face, and the whole family, and the clapping and the shouting, and the victory. Oh, death, where is thy sting? It's gone.
That's right.
It's gone.
Amen.
And I just felt like the Holy Spirit killed the sickness.
Amen. We can do that. You know what a joyous time it is. You know, it is hard to lose someone. But you know, it makes it a whole lot easier if you know where they're going.
Yes.
You know, I'm shedding tears for Bo, but I can only see what he's seeing.
Yeah.
I can only see that. I already touch what he's touching. What a wonderful joy that is to know that. And we can get comfort in that. But yeah, let's sing this song right here. When we all get to heaven.
I'll stand up, y'all.
Let's all stand up. We'll stand with you, sister.
I know our tears are hard. But I just feel that my spirit says, just rejoice with what he's experiencing.
Sure, amen.
Rejoice and know that the Lord has his beloved has come home.
Amen.
And just joy. And the Lord knows our hearts. He knows what I
mean. Amen. Cheers. When we all get to heaven.
This is for you.
Amen.
Amen.
praying while we're still standing. We are have all been blessed.
Amen.
So much. And we're never, we are not promised of tomorrow.
We're not.
And I'd like the church to come together, shake hands, love each other.
Yes.
We don't need music because Marilyn and Kim needs to be involved in all of this.
Amen.
So I would appreciate it if we could all just love on each other.
Sure, let's do it.
For a little while.
Amen.
That's what Jesus will do. Make you want to love everybody.
Y'all come down here because I don't think we're walking in the steps.
Probably moved around and you lost them probably right now. But You know, it's good to have a church family like this that can come together and just love and hug on each other. You know, there's so many folks around us that don't have this.
That's right.
So many folks that don't have this. And don't you know? Remain standing. Look at page 776. 776. Sweet Beulah Land.
I kind of
know that.
And I want them to stay up here because I want us to sing another song. Oh boy, anybody needed this service today. This old boy did. And I'm telling you, I've been filled with the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. And I appreciate that today. There's something about when trials and tribulations come in life that just turning to Jesus gives us a sweet peace that surpasses all of our understanding. I thought about just a while ago, and all of our minds are on Brother Bo and the good times we've had, the old song Precious Memories that we sing. I think it's okay for us to have some of those precious memories every now and then, and begin to think about what Brother Bo's meant in our lives and what he meant to this church. There was no doubt that he loved Liberty Hill Church. I've heard him testify many times that he stayed here with her when she was low and things looked discouraging. And Brother Bo was honest enough to say, he said, "I'll be honest with you, I got a little discouraged when it was like that." But I'm going to tell you, I'm glad, and Brother Mark made mention of this a while ago, I'm so glad that Brother Bo got to see the church growing a little bit. Amen. Aren't you glad of that? That he was able to see that, and it filled him with joy to know that somebody that's worked hard in a church to try to get it to prosper, and I realize that Liberty Hill has had its high times and its low times, but I'm so glad that the Lord allowed him to see that. And what a blessing that is. And I thought about, and it seems like yesterday, when the group was singing the song, "I'm on the Winning Side," and I begin to think about him sitting over there, and Brother Bo didn't know how to sing in a small voice. He knew how to sing in a big voice. That's all he knew how to do. And I can remember, and I know y'all seen this many times, but I can remember when we'd be singing that song, and I'd look over there and the church would start getting happy and you could feel the Spirit of the Lord, and I'd look over there and Brother Bo would have the biggest smile on his face while he was singing, "I'm on the Winning Side." And just about the time that you thought the song was going to be over, why, they'd get stirred up and they'd go through another verse of it again. And so I'm glad today of what God's given. This is a sad time, amen, for our carnal bodies and our carnal minds right now to comprehend this. And but I've said this before, and I thought about it by Bo's bedside this morning. I begin to think about, I'm just a little bit envious of all of what they're seeing on the other side. And I'm glad today that there's a better hope beyond this world. If this life only we had hope in Christ, you and I would be of all men most miserable. But I'm glad it goes further than that. Amen.
Amen.
Boy, I tell you what, I don't know how folks that don't know my Jesus, I don't know how they deal with life. I really don't, Royce. I really don't. Nature doesn't teach us how to deal with things when things go wrong or things go bad. Nature doesn't teach us that. But I'm glad today that we've got the comfort. He said, "I'll not leave you comfortless." Amen. I believe that he would leave his Holy Spirit. Boy, I'm glad he's done that today. I'm glad that you and I we've got an advocate with the Father, amen. And we can go to him, and we can pray, amen. Yesterday, I had a sweet peace just come across me, amen. The temperature was just about like I liked it outside. I had a sweet, maybe because my cell phone was tore up and I wasn't getting any calls, but something was going on that I had a peace down inside of me. Amen. I thought about the Lord and how good that he's been. How Jesus told old Legion over there. Amen. After he cast out those devils out of him. And then he put his clothes on. And he began to think right. How Jesus told him. How the Legion wanted Jesus to stay around there for a little while. But Jesus told him, amen, you go back over there where you live and you tell what wonderful things that God has done, amen. I'm going to tell you something today. Words don't express the peace that God gives. The peace that he gives. He's over there right now while we're meeting at church. He's over there right now, and he's comforting the LaRue family.
Amen.
Right now he is.
Amen.
He's got Sister Nail in his big old arms there. He said, Sister, wherever you go, I've been there before. I've been there before. Just hang on. Just hang on. The journey's almost over. Amen. I thought about that song, getting ready to leave this world. And I begin to think about Brother Bobby. Brother Bo's already experiencing what happens when you leave this world as a Christian. Amen. But you and I are getting ready to leave this world. Amen. Laying up our treasures today. I'm thrilled of what God's given, what he's done. I asked Brother Bobby if he'd bring the message today. And I told him, I said, I know that you and your family and the LaRues go back a long way. He said, I know this is hurtful. And I said, if you don't feel like it, brother, don't worry about it. But if you do, just mind God. It may. So, brother, I'm going to turn it over to you. Anything you feel led to do, you just do it, brother. I love you.
God bless you.
Sorry, sister. Can I say one thing?
Go ahead, sister.
So, that song we just sang, Beautiful Lamb, I've played it for lots of years for Bo to sing. The scripture teaches us that there's angels ever before the throne saying, holy, holy, holy. But this morning at about 5 o'clock, they fell silent.
Yes.
And they took a step back as Bo was ushered into the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
And he sang a new song that even the angels could not sing.
Amen.
And
amen.
I'm grateful for that this morning.
Amen. God bless. God bless. I already miss my brother. I certainly do, as we all do. This morning, but I want us to realize this morning, the enemy did not take Brother Bo from us.
No.
Brother Bo faced what we all will have to face one day.
Right.
He certainly did, but he was prepared. What an encouragement, what a blessing. There'll be a celebration for Brother Bo's life, and we will, Brother Michael, will be able to celebrate. Sister Maggie talked about what she dreamed about heaven it'd be like, and how she felt the peace and comfort. Brother Steve, you've already mentioned the comfort that the LaRue family are getting right now, because God, he sends us a holy comforter.
Sure.
From the very beginning, after the first person was saved by the grace of God, there was a holy comforter that took up his abode in their life. And God knows how to comfort this morning. I appreciate everything's been said this far. I won't be long today. I told Brother Steve it would suit me if the church would just take on off with it this morning. And that's every preacher's hope, that the church is ready to worship and ready to... because without the church, brother, we couldn't do anything.
That's
anyway.
Right.
I told Sister Nail about one time I preached a funeral for one of our family members, and Brother Terry Butts and I served on that at that funeral, and And when was my time to preach the message, I was prepared and prayed, and I was ready to reach for the family because I loved them. They were part of our family and natural family. But I just couldn't get where I wanted to go with the message. I couldn't get loose. I couldn't get free. And afterward, I turned to Brother Terry. We were outside waiting for everybody else to come out. And I said, Brother Terry, why couldn't I get where I was before the service? And he just laughed. And I said, don't worry about me. I'm not laughing at you, brother. He said, you're not going to get any higher than they'll let you.
Amen. Amen.
And that's the truth this morning. I'm glad when a man gets up to preach the gospel, he's got liberty to preach the gospel.
Sure.
I've been to places and seen men that I have the utmost respect for. When they preach, it's like Brother Ricky Statham said, it's like or Brother Neil Tyler said that, I believe, it's like eating a hot buttered biscuit. Brother Neil Tyler said it was like eating one of Nana's hot butter biscuits. So if y'all ever had any of Sister Nella Rue's hot butter biscuits, you'll know what Brother Neil was talking about. But I've seen those same preachers struggle, Brother Michael, because they didn't have liberty to preach. I've seen them dig and try and agonize, and you could see them calling out to the Lord while they was preaching, and they just couldn't get to where they wanted to be. And it's because the church has the keys this morning. She's got it. Even in the Old Testament, it wasn't just the leader, it wasn't just the king or the prophet, it was the whole nation that God blessed or God chastised. And that's just the way it is. The enemy has not defeated the church this morning.
That's right.
One of ours has got the victory this morning and is with the Lord. I am jealous of Brother Bo. I had an opportunity not long ago to be there. And I begged to ask the Lord not to let me go because I had something I wanted to do. And I thought about that. I didn't have to worry about those that I was leaving behind. The Lord's going to take care of me. He's sure. Took care of all of us up to this point. But this morning we're going to read some scripture. And that might be all we do. We're going to testify a little bit, maybe do a devotion on this scripture. I don't know. We're going to do what the Spirit leads us to do this morning. But if you got your Bibles and you'd like to turn with us, it's 1 Chronicles, the 14th chapter. And it's not a long chapter, but we're going to read it almost in its entirety. And I'm going to leave out a couple of verses just because of, I don't know how to pronounce their names. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not going to butcher some very beautiful names because I don't know how to say them. But I do know how many of them there are, and we'll talk about it when we get there. 1 Chronicles, 14th chapter, and 1st verse, and it says, Now Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David and timber of cedars and masons and carpenters to build him an house. And David perceived that the Lord had confirmed him king over Israel, for his kingdom was lifted up on high because of his people Israel. And David took more wives at Jerusalem, and David begat more sons and daughters. Now these are the names of his children which had in Jerusalem. And there's 13 of David's children that are named there, all the way down to the 8th verse. And then we'll pick up reading again in the 8th verse. And it says, And when the Philistines heard that David was anointed king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek David, and David heard of it and went out against them. And the Philistines came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of God, saying, Shall I go up against the Philistines? And wilt thou deliver them into mine hand? And the Lord said unto him, Go up, for I will deliver them into thine hand. So they came up to Baal Perazim, and David smote them there. And then David said, God hath broken in upon mine enemies and mine hand like the breaking forth of waters. Therefore they called the name of that place Baal Perazim. And when they had left their gods there, David gave a commandment, and they were burned with fire. And the Philistines yet again spread themselves abroad in the valley. Therefore David inquired again of God, and God said unto him, Go not up after them. Turn away from them, and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And it came to be when thou shalt hear the sound of going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt go out to battle. For God is gone forth before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. David therefore did as God commanded him, and they smote the host of the Philistines from Gibeon even to Gezer. And the fame of David went out into all lands, and the Lord brought the fear of him upon all nations. I'd like for us to go back to that first verse. And I started going this way a day or two ago when our last Sunday when Sister Maggie talked about the door flying open and the wind coming in, Sister Maggie. That's all Brother David was sitting over there waiting for. Was God's Spirit to come by and give him that comfort and that encouragement that he needed just to go on.
Sure.
And David had enough sense. He had just won one battle against the Philistines because, well, you know what we do? We like to take everything for granted. We've done it once. We can do it again. But I was going to tell us this morning, we can't do nothing unless the Lord is with us in it. Unless the Lord bids us to do that.
Sure.
A lot of times, Brother Brother Wayne, I try to do what Brother Bobby can do. And I'm finding out more and more that that's less and less. But I want to know this morning over there that it doesn't matter who we are or what we are. Hiram over there, the king, you can look in every commentary and every writing, everywhere you want to look. And it says the Hiram, even though Tyree in some places is mentioned as being a very wealthy little place there, talking about those over there, even in their dress. Solomon talked about the stones that were in their dress and the emeralds and the things of value over there that the king was dressed in. I just want to say it's probably a wealthy place over there as far as carnal things go. But David, Israel had already come together. They were mighty men who had already shown that they would go either way. Had come together. The Lord had persuaded them to come together. And they had formed a mighty army. And Israel had anointed David as their king. And they had come together and lifted him up. And they had already won battles. Those of Manasseh, that were once gone away, that were on Saul's side, that might have thought they were estranged from David. They had offered help to the Philistines, and the Philistines just didn't trust them. But in the end, they came back and they fought against the robbers and the raiders that had come through the land. They joined back up with Jerusalem and the army of David over there. And David, even himself, knowing his anointing from the very beginning, knowing that God had laid his hand on him and that Samuel had anointed him over there, he still wasn't sure of his place. He still wasn't affirmed, Brother Michael, until the king of Hiram over there sent cedar and timber and men and workmen over there to build a house for David. Only then did David really know that he was to be king over Israel.
Amen.
And that they had accepted him as king. We know what the Lord tells us to do a lot of times. But a lot of times we still worry about everyone around us. I'll just be honest with you. You just mind the Lord this morning, and it'll be all right over to church house.
Sure.
Because they know where you're at this morning. We've all been there. We all, Sister Pat, I appreciate your suggestion this morning, your impression. That's what we have to do if we're going to get closer, if we're going to grow, if we're going to get the assurance that we need it to come from on high. We're going to have to be obedient to the Spirit when it moves.
Amen.
And King David had not always, he wasn't always perfect his whole life. There was about 30 years or so, maybe more, over there that he just stayed in the house because it's a shame of what he had done. And some paid the consequences thereof. He did with his son and with the kingdom over there. It was almost ripped from him again over there. But How thankful to the Lord that he kept David and he kept it together. So that his will would be carried out over there. But David at this point did what he knew to do. He turned to the Lord and said, "Shall we go up against the Philistines again?" When they had assembled in the valley. And this time God told him, said, "Go ye not up. But make your way over there to them mulberries. Over there. And that's where I want you to stay until you hear it going in the tops of the mulberries." Yeah. My, I just wonder what it's like sitting over there behind the bushes and the enemy looking for you somewhere else. And then all of a sudden, here he comes. You hear the rustle. You hear the leaves start blowing. The wind of God is passing by. And then you know there is no doubt. It's time to move.
Amen.
How many of us have just started with a handshake or a greeting? But the Spirit moved and it turned into an all-out witness, an all-out drawing. You can feel the presence of the Lord. How many of us have done what I've done before? Just take the Lord for granted and go in there thinking we're going to do something good for the Lord. And come out of there with our tail tucked between our legs. Because the Lord wasn't in that thing. I'll be honest with you. This morning, we just go. Thank you, sister. If we just go by the Spirit of God, when God says, if we wait on His bidding and the Spirit, that's what we need to do this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you, sister, this morning. But this morning, what we fail to do a lot of time is when the Spirit goes and the rustling's in the mulberries and the victory will be ours, we kind of just say, "Well, it's pretty comfortable right here where we're at." And we'll just sit there. Yeah. And we'll sit there on the Lord. And the enemy will have their way. This morning we've got responsibility, we do. But it says at the end of this, after God smote the army of the Philistines, he went before David. He went before the armies of Israel there. And the armies of Judah, they were combined, I believe, at this time. Over there, David, he had a house built for him. He had a home. His flesh was taken care of. He had some ease over there. He was blessed over there to be anointed king. He was blessed over there to take wives and have sons and children. It's a blessing from God.
Sure.
Over there. And the children of Israel had came together with one mind and one accord over there. It was a blessing. It was not because of David's obedience. It was because of the obedience of the children of Israel over there that God had blessed them. And he gave them a king that they had asked for. And he lifted them up before the eyes of the other nations over there. And that they respected God and feared David and feared the children of Israel. And respected the Lord.
Amen.
Over there. He lifted them up. They didn't lift themselves up. But this morning, it said over there that all the nations, it says, let me just read it. It said, "The fame of David went out unto all lands, and the Lord brought the fear of him upon all nations." This morning, if you've been saved by the grace of God, I feared death for a while, but not long. After the Lord saved me, I just realized that death was something that we'll have to face. But I faced the real death when I bowed on my knees and I asked the Lord Jesus to save me. And the hardest part of me was letting go of this old man and grabbing on to the spiritual man that is Christ Jesus. And I'll be honest with you, it isn't because I can hang on to Jesus that I still have him, Brother Michael. It's because he is able to hold me. That's why I'm still with him this morning. That this morning, as far as I feel led to go this morning. This morning, when we hear the rustling in the mulberries, I can see when we was preaching about it, some of you've seen and heard the rustling in the mulberries. You've been there. You know what it's like waiting on the Lord to move. And I know this, unless he moves with us, we're not going to do any good. unless he goes before us.
That's right.
I appreciate the Lord this morning. Now, if I had one other thing to say this morning, it'd be this morning. We've got no reason to get down at Liberty Hill. We've got every reason to look forward to tomorrow.
Sure.
We've got every reason to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. We do. Like I told you, I already miss Brother Bo. I will. But I don't think Brother Bo was worried about anybody. He knew that there were enough of those that loved him in the church that would help take care of his family.
Yes, amen.
And I believe he always knew that, or he wouldn't have gave so much of his life to the church.
That's right.
I have eaten many times at Brother Bo and Sister Linda's house. They fed us countless times. They fixed their place up, made it ready, and they seated us, covered us with tents, and fed us some of the best cooked food you'll ever put in your mouth, simply because they love the church this morning.
That's right.
If we had an example ever, Brother Bo would be good. At it. He is my big brother, and I'm going to miss him, but I ain't going to let down. I'm going to do what he'd want me to do. I'm going to be strong, and we're going to look forward to tomorrow, and we're going to keep going until our day, until our time to stand before the Lord.
Amen.
And there's some of us, we have our imagination, we do. But in reality, I wonder about eternity. It's not a period of time like the time that we have now where we're looking at sunrises and sunsets. But it's kind of hard for my little mind to fathom everybody dying throughout time, ending up with the Lord at the same time. That's just hard to fathom. It is for me. But the Lord can do that.
Sure.
He can do that. He's not subject to time as we are. He created it for us. I'm thankful this day that he created a place for me, how that when my life is over, that I'll be there. Like Brother Robert LaRue said when he looked up from his deathbed and he said this, he said, beautiful. I'll be honest with you. Part of me don't want to go, but part of me, Brother Steve, just longs to see that beautiful place. To look in his face again and let me see him like I did the night that he saved my soul. I love my wife. I don't want to leave her and my children and grandchildren. But I'm just going to tell you, I couldn't love them like I do now if I hadn't known him.
That's right.
I couldn't love a bunch of strangers at the church, a bunch of people that I only feel a spiritual connection with. If I didn't know Jesus, I couldn't love you like
that's
that.
Right. That's
it,
right.
It wouldn't mean as much to me. I remember Brother Steve as a young man. I wondered why people would go through the trouble of getting up and spending half of their Sunday somewhere in a suit, in a building, all dressed up. I just couldn't figure it out. And then one day, the Lord saved me. First thing I wanted to do was get over there where the Lord was and get with them folks. And if you'll forgive me, just get me some of that over there at the house of God. That's what I wanted, what they had all along.
Yeah.
And I remember all the music I had when I was young, all the music. I had back seat full of cases. I had one cassette. They didn't have CDs back then, y'all. I went and got me a cassette of the Kingsman Live, naturally, and I wore that thing out. I did, because I was wanting to hear a different song, and I'm just thankful that somebody's already mentioned it today, that Brother Bo's singing that new song.
Yes.
One that the angels cannot sing. Yes. Brother Michael, you taught us that they look at that thing called salvation with wonder. Mm-hmm. They look at redemption with wonder, because that's just for us. That's not for them. That's as far as I got.
Amen. God bless you.
Carry on service.
Who gets the song, brother?
Let's look at 504. 504. Without him. Is this all standing up? You just kept going. Thank you.